why is this happening? Because nobody cares about any other artist. Nobody, like, they just want to see their artist win. And this, if their artist is not winning, that means that it's not gonna win. If their artist is not winning, that means that, like, this shouldn't happen. Welcome to Seamless Productions. I think you are the reason why Ghana music is not going anywhere. I think you are the reason why Ghana music isn't it. Because talking about how people, like, if you have in the history that Ghana music has ever dominated before, we were the one that was leading when it comes to this continent, because our music was everywhere. So what is the problem? Let me take you back. I know sometimes this won't work, like maybe Setawale fans supporting some why this isn't going to work. But let's take back and check those lists. And why sometimes you actually suggest this is the best way. Unity is it. Way back, that people don't do like, this is my favorite, this is my dream. See, that was when our high life was dominating. I don't know much about those artists that were dominating back then, but from history, from everything that I have read in Afrobeat, and everything that I have learned from Afrobeat, it tells that this whole thing started in Ghana before Fela Kuti put all this and jazz, this, all these songs together to get Afrobeat. Ghana music was everywhere in Nigeria. So why and what happened? This is it. Way back there, one thing that we normally do, because we just listen to the song and we jump to it, nobody cares and nobody criticize any other artist. Mostly when it comes to criticism, it starts from the fan base first before the media hosts it. So way back when nobody was talking about, maybe let me just mention any one artist which is not to do Amachi Jide. When I'm just using Amachi Jide, I'm not saying Amachi Jide was him. Or let's say that maybe this artist A, let me just think Amachi Jide down. Artist A was on top. Nobody criticized him. He was just there making waves, dominating. People were listening to him back and forth. Nobody was talking anything about him. They were just there. They were just making Ghana proud, and people were singing Ghana music. I understand it. This unity won't happen because, to my knowledge, this thing even started breaking up since when? Danny Luma's time. I can't really tell that, or I can't testify that Danny Luma squad or mates were those people who started the beef things. I can't really say that, but that's what I know. That almost everybody could turn and party. I be that Luma will do one. So with me, let me say that since that Luma time, because Danny Luma, to be honest, having dominated to Nigeria, let me handle to ourselves. That Luma dominance can't be compared to Fela. And the whole thing is that when we were dominating back then, what was the thing that was helping Ghana as a whole? Like, what was the main thing that was helping Ghana? The artist concentrated on one thing, making Ghana proud, making our music proud, doing this for Ghana. They weren't doing anything for themselves. And even with this time, there was no much music, like, there was no much money in this whole thing. They just do it for passion. They just do it because they love to play their guitar. They just do it because they love to play their words. Their trumpet and all those things. I've forgotten how they put that. That's a small thing. I've forgotten it. Because they love it. And that was it. That was just it. This was it. When Fela Kuti took this whole high life thing and all those then and made them together, he made sure that he would dominate exactly how we Ghanaians were dominating. To I would say somehow he got an inspiration from our artists. Fela got an inspiration from our artists. So what happened? The only thing that happened is that we had a lot of people who never cared about Ghana music. We have a lot of people who just cared about themselves. We have some people who didn't care about other people winning but themselves. And that's where the beef thing started. Because the beef thing started way before Shatawale was born. And when the beef thing started, our music started going down. Because I'm not saying that above in the 80s, our music were never. When it came to the 90s, we were there because we have VVIP, we have this man who did the film, TikTok. They were dominating there. We have some few people who were dominating still in the Nigeria until everything dropped because this thing was still happening. Like this thing, like this, the backbiting was still more in the industry. And I want you to understand this thing. I want you to understand this because this is it. The more we have beef in the industry, the more what our music comes down. Let's take it like this. Jamaican music was dominating back then. When I'm talking about people, what that was dominating, talking about No. Talking about Sean Paul and I think I'll tell you right. Oh, I forgot they like Sean Paul and those things when they were doing them at that sort of time, man. Those things were so much dominating, like it was just everywhere. People just love the vibe of the dancehall. So dancehall become very dominant across the world. Then we have the Gully side and the Mobado side. I mean the Gully side and which one? The Ghana side, which when they clash, it spread to everywhere. It dominated everywhere. But on the long run, talking about long-term storytelling, it broke down the whole dancehall thing because we got a lot of divisions. Now you have the squash, I mean the six. Yeah, now you have people who are cool called themselves seventh. We have a which one, like the Gaza, we have the Gully side, we have genocide, we have fourth Jenna, we have Vendetta, the dance have broken into pieces when we are talking about it now, and now the gen is struggling. Same way come to Ghana here when we are talking, and let me tell you one thing. Beef is everywhere, but sometimes you have to consider the number of the people or your population first. Beef is in the US, but one state I can say that is bigger than Ghana. So if you have one, you have Kendrick Lamar, and Kendrick Lamar, I think Kendrick Lamar is from Compton. Kendrick Lamar is from that side. And Compton, you have Compton side who actually believe in that. So everybody in Compton love who Kendrick Lamar. And Compton, those people alone are almost Ghana population. Talking about Nigeria is about 200 to 50 million, 200 million. Let me keep it that one. Talking about Bella Boy coming from Igbo, this one coming from here, this one coming from Lagos. And talking about East states, those states are always bigger. So can you compare it to Ghana? talking about SAC or the who come from Tema, cannot compare Tema numbers to even we put them on numbers. No, talking about somebody who come from Kolegono and Nima, cannot compare those numbers to Lagos numbers. No, talking about Tumwa, who comes from where who comes from Ashama. Can you compare Ashama to any of the Laker or any of the states in Nigeria? No, because they have the numbers. We don't have the numbers, so we can't play the same game with them. Our numbers is it 200 million? 200 million. We can divide into 10 before we can. Charlie, this is it. And with this video, I think I'll be coming up and up because the story in this video, or talking about why I'm talking about this, isn't it? Because we have a lot of things that may come up when we are talking about certain things like this. So with that being said, thank you all for watching Select Podcast. I'll see you on the next video. Make sure that you keep up in touch with this and like, because I'll be coming more with this. See you on the next video.